When you hear the words chow hall, you probably do not think, that is somewhere I would like to eat. Well, the military is hoping to change that. The Army is trying to improve the way it feeds its soldiers and get them to eat their broccoli, too. WUNC's Jay Price went to Fort Bragg and embedded in the lunch line.
Like so many things in the Army, chow halls go by an acronym, DFACs, short for dining facilities. By any name, they face a lot of challenges these days.
Fries, please.
Sergeant Michael Mueller got those fries and a sandwich and macaroni salad for lunch. He won't be back tonight for dinner, though.
Normally I go off post. It's the end of the day, so.
Maybe he'll head to one of the fast food places clustered around the base. Other soldiers in line say they'll grab pizza or a burger at one of the outlets that have sprung up on base, or they'll cook for themselves in the barracks. The Army, though, wants them to use the chow halls and is trying to convince them by using the carrot. Michael Williams is a senior civilian in Army logistics at the Pentagon.
We must, have a product that provides healthy and likable food choices, that provides better service and is the soldier's preferred choice.
That order from the brass talks about hiring food service consultants, developing new menus, and setting up kiosks and grab-and-go cases with extended hours, even food trucks.
We want to offer that soldier options when, he or she only has, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. They're moving from one, assignment or one task to another. Because what you don't want is that, you get off late at night and the only option you have is, maybe a fast food place.
Problem is, many soldiers are voting with their forks and their wallets. Chow hall meals are free for young troops living in the barracks, but lots are paying to eat somewhere else. Convincing them to do that less often would help with another Pentagon goal, getting soldiers to make a habit of healthy diets.
And that's where we teach and we educate.
You might have seen Colonel Sonia Cable in a photo with First Lady Michelle Obama a few years back. Cable is an Army dietitian who helped lead an initiative to improve chow hall nutrition and train soldiers to eat like athletes.
And maybe they're not going for that pizza every day, but maybe it's on the weekend. That's one meal out of all of them during the week.
Among other things, chow halls now put color-coded signs, red, yellow, and green, on the serving lines to show which foods are healthier. The Army is competing against fast food chains that include some of the world's savviest marketers. But Cable says it has the brain power and leadership to lure more soldiers back.
Even if we have to kind of shrink things, you give people the tools, in this case, the Army cooks, the equipment, the ingredients, the opportunity to explore recipes, because their creative juices going and they come up with some great stuff. I see it here all the time.
If the Army needs a model for that, it doesn't have to look any further than another chow hall at Fort Bragg, the one run by 2nd Brigade, home of the special raspberry vinaigrette, Mongolian grill, sushi bar, and hand-tossed salads to order.
I did an Italian kebab last time. It was,
That's specialist Megan Gonzalez, a cook, except here they call them chefs. This chow hall does some of the same things as successful civilian restaurants. The staff creates signature dishes that generate word of mouth, whips up specials for events, and tries to make diners feel like wanted guests.
We're trying to change the way that everyone perceives DFACs. We want them to see us as a restaurant and not just a chow hall. We want them to see us as an actual restaurant, and we want to offer them the absolute best.
And that's what the Army wants now, the best, from fewer chow halls. Oh, and hold the fries. At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, this is Jay Price for Marketplace.